We're going to get some reaction to today's development from Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy. He is the senior Democrat on the Senate Judiciary Committee, which would have considered Harriet Meyer's nomination had that nomination gone forward. Senator, good morning.
Good morning.
Democrats have been issuing a number of statements today saying they wish that there had been hearings. Why is your party taking that line?
Well, I think that any nominee is entitled to a hearing. I've been here for 13 nominees. And frankly, I found that you make up your mind based on the hearing, not what special interest groups of either the right or the left say. That's where you should make up your mind.
And by saying that there should have been a hearing, I suppose you also emphasize the abruptness with which Harriet Meyer withdrew under pressure.
I was surprised when she withdrew. She called me this morning and told me that. I was very surprised, especially as President Bush had said in the last few days that he had no intention of withdrawing her name.
Did you think she would have had any chance had the hearings gone forward?
I think if she did a very good job at the hearing, I think that, yes, she would have. I think that, you know, she needed 51 votes or 60 votes at the most, and I think if she did a good job at the hearing, if she showed her qualifications, she would. But, of course, now none of us will know what would have happened in the hearings. I mean, she could have done a poor job at the hearings and not made it through. Either way, it's going to be total speculation because we'll never have that hearing.
Well, you mentioned that you spoke to her on the phone. I know you'd had private meetings with Harriet Meyer as well. Were you impressed with her in the end?
I was preparing a number. In fact, I was working on today. I was preparing a number of questions I intend to ask her. Most of them I was going to give to her in advance. It's not a game of gotcha. I just wanted to see what her philosophy was, what her grasp of constitutional law was, and I was looking forward to it.
Well, now, if I can, Senator, forgive me. Looking ahead here, you mentioned the pressure from conservative groups on the White House. Conservatives have said on this program this morning they're looking forward to who the president names next. There are a number of conservative judges that they'd be very, very happy with. What kind of pressure will you and your Democratic colleagues face from liberal groups if and when the next nomination moves forward?
You know what I would suggest. There are a lot of people that President Bush could nominate who would probably get, if not a unanimous vote, a near unanimous vote in the United States Senate. You'd have both Republicans and Democrats supporting the nominee. Why give a reward to the far right and say, okay, you forced Harriet Meyer, my personal counsel, out of consideration, so now I'm going to reward you?
Do you have reason to believe that the White House or interest groups would rather have a big fight on the next nomination?
I have no idea. I think that some of the interest groups would. I mean, this is a great way to raise money by interest groups. If they have somebody to have a fight, it's a wonderful way to raise money. I'd hope that the president would put the country's interests ahead of any special interest group.
Patrick Leahy is a Democratic senator from Vermont and the senior Democrat on the Senate Judiciary Committee. Senator, thanks for speaking with us.
Good talking with you.